100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Weekly challenge day, Sunday. Yay! The topic for today is disintegration. We've got some stories in about disintegration. There are only 5 today. I think people are either taking a break or taking a hike. Either way, hope you're being creative and doing cool things and having fun elsewhere. Or if you do come back at some point, welcome back. Either way, all's cool. I mean, it's early Sunday morning. I mean, what else? I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to the stories, and if this inspires you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I have a story, cool, send it on in, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Until then, here they are.
Greetings, Jay Renimus, back for this week's weekly challenge and the prompt of disintegration. A little sci-fi twist for my spooky story this week, and my story is called Survival. As a species, we humans had been resilient in all our forms over the many generations since we had expanded beyond Earth. Native, extraplanetary Evo, GMO differentiated, enviro-adaptive, hybridized, and so on. In the 4+ centuries that have passed since we started colonizing the galaxy, we had yet to meet an enemy that we hadn't defeated or integrated with, until we met the cockroaches. Well, we called them that. They called themselves Codifarian, as far as can be represented in our tongue. Whatever. When we encountered them, there was nothing we could do. Their weapons introduced entropy in whatever they hit. Instant disintegration. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic disintegration. It's called Don't Sweat the Small Things. If there's one thing we should have learned from COVID, it's that the smallest things can lead to the breakdown of society and the disintegration of life as we know it. I'm not talking about the virus. If you really want to plunge humanity into panic-stricken despair, take away our toilet rolls. If you want to provoke social unrest and civil disobedience, tell us to wear masks and stand 2 meters apart. Tell us phone masks spread viruses and vaccines are really tracking chips. If you want to break our will, make us stay at home. I prefer the virus. There you go. Until next time, it's goodbye from me.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 009. Something about time travel tends to bring out the worst and best of a person. Both extremes flooded Ford's brain as he pressed Cervantes' neck. Did he really want to take the Time Lord out? Sure, he thought. End this endless racing up and down the timeline. But wait, Ernesto was his friend. He would give up his life for him. About this moment is when the first Time Lord to the Queen disintegrated in his hands. Damn, you call that disintegration? He pressed the stem of his watch, and the taxi disintegrated, but not the Arms Tavern. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base, Dark Matter. Still available for 99 cents for one more day if you're getting this on Sunday morning. Anyway, Here's my story for the 100-word weekly challenge number 809 with a prompt of disintegration. Here's my story. Before Bilbert had a chance to smile smugly at Sabrina's surprise, she locked her arms around his neck and screamed, "Put me down!" He equally didn't want anyone to notice the two of them 20 feet above the ground, or to die from strangulation. He quickly dropped them back to the ground. "How could you do that to me?" Sabrina shouted at Bilbert. Confused, Bilbert said, "It's not like I froze you into a block of ice or shot you with a disintegration ray. We flew." Sabrina stumbled around like the ground shifted beneath her feet. "You don't know me." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Landry's plane was going Mach 2 when it completely disintegrated on him. Fragments of the fuselage tore Landry apart. The fuel pods ignited into a massive fireball, incinerating the shredded pieces of Landry's body. A cloud of metal bits, bone shards, and ash rained down. Investigators had nothing much to work with. Most of the plane had turned to dust. Was it the fuel? A manufacturing defect? Some strange vibration or harmonic? Nobody wanted to be the next guy to go up. So the investigators marked it as a sunspot and closed the file, paying Landry's widow a big settlement.
And there you have it. Some 100-word stories on the topic of disintegration. You can check out the text of the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com with links to people's sites to learn more about them if they sent in the links. If not, well, then they're a mystery. The next topic is Since Records Began. You can figure out how to be a part of the weekly challenge at, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll find the instructions. Thank you all for who continue to be a part of this podcast and this exercise in futility, madness, who knows what it is. And if you take a break, cool. Hope you're writing other stuff. I like to read all the things that people do, and it's kind of cool. And I'm going to go for my walk now. It's early enough. The weather is actually decent. So take care, everyone. And as always, keep it brief.